This week on Stuck in Beta,
we've got 8 inches of snow on the ground in St. Louis.
So we're hunkering down with the Fat Pug Oatmeal Milk Stout.
We're pairing it with bacon grilled cheese Lays and asking the important questions. Would you drink a beer made with bear scat?
Hard pass. We're also talking The Rip on Netflix and ranking the TV themes you absolutely never skip.
Plus, KC bans booze shooters.
And we navigate the joy of medical checkups in your 40s.
Colonoscopies and craft beer.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh. How's it going, Greg?
Oh, it's going. It's another week. Sorry for the last week's episode. We didn't have one last week, but we'll just say that it was necessary that we needed to skip.
Yeah, that's fair. No problem.
So anyway, another day, it's snowy outside.
Cold AF.
Yeah. Let's start with our beer.
Let's do it. Let's jump right in. That was a great segue.
That's how we do it. Today we have Fat Pug.
I saw that this one's from Maplewood Brewing, and initially that we have a Maplewood here in the St. Louis area, and I thought that this one was local.
That's what I thought.
And then I saw that it's from Chicago.
Yeah. So
you got an oatmeal milk stout here, 5.9%. That sounds good. With welcoming notes of dark chocolate and coffee, this milk stout combines a variety of roasted grains to produce a complex yet mellow flavor. Fat Pug is rounded out with sweetness provided by lactose and is named in honor of our head brewer, Adam's Pug Otto.
Oh, Otto the Pug.
Yeah.
It's funny because I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, surely that's that's one from this area, Maplewood.
Yeah.
Well, no.
While we sip on it here, I'm going to look back to see if we've ever had anything from this brewer. It smells good.
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't let it. Well, I could have set it out a little bit, but it's freaking cold down here. So I don't know how much warmer it would have gotten, you know, but
this is pretty tasty though. It's,
It needs a lot. It needs a warm up.
It does need to warm up. I just look back and we've never had anything from this brewer. The reason why I wanted to do that, because last time we were together, we had that Great Divide Hracha Yeti.
Yeah.
And just for whatever reason, as I was uploading it onto the Beer 30 site, I saw that we had reviewed it like 10 years earlier.
The same stuff?
The same exact beer.
I know we did a Yeti, but I didn't know we did the Horchata one.
Yeah.
Huh, we did. That's funny.
We were both like, oh yeah, this is like we'd never had it before. We I don't know.
It's new to 10 us. 10 years, it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
Brand new at that point.
Yeah, well, this one's good.
And I almost feel we need to let it sit around a little bit before we can give it a good review. 5.9%, and I will say at this point it's really good.
I agree. I don't think it's going to warm up too much down here, though, because I think it's about 57 degrees in your basement. In the studio, I mean.
In the studio, yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Not a lot. The snow really came in and what did we get, like 8 inches, 8 to 10 inches or something.
Somewhere
like that.
In that range. I guess it depended on what part of town you were in. Some folks in, I guess, maybe a little more southern areas got closer to a foot, which is a lot for this part of the country.
So to me, it was so surprising. Usually when we get snow, especially a heavy snow, the kids get off. But I was expecting them to be off almost the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually plowed our roads pretty good. I think the part of it is because it was real powdery,
mm-hmm.
didn't have a lot of the, you know, the slushiness that causes ice and
refreezing.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that helped a lot with it. And,
How long were they out?
Just 2 days.
Okay. Well, that's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It came in overnight, I guess Saturday into Sunday, and it's still around. I mean, usually when we get snow around here, it's gone within a couple of days, but we have barely gotten out of, you know, below freezing, and any melting we've had has just been from sunlight, basically.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be around a while.
Yeah, which is kind of strange. You think about all those states that are further up north where they like get snow in whatever, not November, December, January, or whatever, and it sticks around until springtime. And
yeah,
we're getting a little taste of that, I guess.
So, the kids were out playing in it. It's not a very good sledding snow, though.
No.
It's you just sink down in it. It doesn't. Uh-huh. But they built some forts and stuff out of it. They had a good time.
Oh, that's cool.
But mostly Peter. Millie's like, I'm not going out there. It's too cold.
It's been very cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the wet snow that you typically get where it's still right around freezing and it might warm up after the storm comes through to the upper 30s or something like that, and it's pretty tolerable. This has been like temperatures in the teens.
Man.
So I guess had a New Year's resolution for myself this year where I'm trying to focus on preventative health measures.
Oh, okay.
So to speak. And I haven't
checked in all your fluids and your pressures and your
exactly like you do with your car.
Yeah.
I haven't had a physical in like 4 years.
And part really?
Of it, yeah, part of it was because I didn't really care for the person that I chose. And
I'm in the same boat. He's fine, but I wouldn't say I know I interrupted you, but I had a doctor I really liked, and then he left the I can only go to one one company.
Yeah, the company you work for.
Company I work for. So I can't shift to another doctor. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll choose him, and he's fine. But
yeah. Well, that's the lady that I had. She was actually a nurse practitioner. And I've actually read that they typically have more time that they can spend with you, and they're not as, you know, under the time commitment constraints like a doctor typically is. So, but she always felt like she was in such a rush. Like it would be, you'd get in there and she'd almost barely look at, you know, just on her laptop, just typing and asking questions, and just never felt very personal.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
So I was like, well, it's been a while. I really need to just get things checked out and see what kind of recommendations they have. So when I looked, she was no longer there, and they have new people. So I made an appointment with a new person.
Just pick with someone.
Well, yeah. I go through your employer.
Yeah.
And I like how they do all the things online now where they have the little videos of, you know, them giving like a little introduction of who they are.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
They?
Yeah. It's kind of,
I thought my doctor is just their picture. I don't think they have
maybe
video.
It's relatively new. It looked like they actually filmed all these within the last like 6 months or so.
Oh, huh.
And so I watched all four of those. Two of them weren't accepting new patients. Two were, I originally was going to go with a different person. And then I went to schedule an appointment and said their first available was in March. So I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to. Like, it wasn't like I was in a hurry, but I was trying to stay motivated.
Right.
The other person, it said that they had appointments available the next day.
Mm.
So I'm like, well, I'll go. And he's fine. He did feel, he gave me the impression, though, that it was like, oh, you got any more questions? Like he was on the edge of his seat the whole time, like, ready to go. And I was just, you know, hey, this is, you know, I'm 48, almost 49. What kind of things should I be thinking about? What kind of
right.
He's like, well, I'll order this. I'll order that. I'll order this. I'll order that. Okay, cool. And, you know, we talked about, I was like, well, you know, maybe I should get a colonoscopy. Any of that history in your family? No. Well, yeah, we do recommend 45. So go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead and get that ordered. So he was just like busting out things
man.
Faster than like.
So you got that scheduled?
Well, they're supposed to call me
uh-huh.
in the next couple of business days. And he said that they probably wouldn't be able to get me in until the summertime. So
oh, yeah?
I guess they're pretty backed up.
Ba-dum-bum.
But I need to do blood work and get all that stuff like drawn and see what...
I've never done the colonoscopy. My doctor's like, well, you do the box thing.
Yeah, the poop in the box.
Poop in the box. If you want to see a funny commercial, there's the Cologuard SNL commercial.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
It's, yeah, a box, like, basically, just go in me. You know,
you know, I didn't even ask if that was an option, but I don't know that I really want to do that. I think I would rather do the full on. I mean, I've heard lots of people talk
some
about
doctors,
doing it.
Yeah, they would only prefer you do the real one too.
Really? So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I think it's a good thing to talk about and just remind people our age that they should do that. I've heard a few podcasters that I listen to where they, you know, approximately our age and they're getting it done for the first time and they're happy that they did it. So,
now what's the other one? The prostate exam.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that one. He didn't
say anything.
Is
that 50?
That might be. There's a few things that he said that I don't need to worry about until I'm 50. One is that I didn't even know this existed, but there's a shot for shingles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've heard a lot of people have had shingles in recent years.
There's two different ones, and I don't know. Are we at the age where we should be getting 50. 50?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, I know my parents, did one of them get shingles? I can't remember. But I told them, yeah, you need to get that. And then there's like two different types. One is like 95% effective and one's only 70.
Oh, really?
It's like, why wouldn't you get the higher one? Or
He spoke of the one that was 95%, and I asked him if it was, are you actually like inoculated with shingles? Is it that kind of thing? And he said, nope, this is just like a prevention against it. It's, you don't like, because I actually got the flu shot yesterday too, and I've gotten it several times. I haven't had it in a few years, the shot, but I went ahead and got it this year, and you always get it, right?
I mean, I have to.
Oh, really?
It's part of working in healthcare.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So do you ever have any side effects from it or anything?
No.
I just feel a little bit achy today, but I didn't sleep super well last night either, so I always, in my head, I feel like, you know, I'm going to have symptoms from it.
I've heard people that are like, oh, yeah, you get a cold or something from the shot, but I think that's kind of in your head. The only thing I ever get is, well, there's two things, I guess. One, the spot hurts,
yes,
you know.
Very
it'll
much.
Like, especially the next day. Mm. They say to rub it really good so all of it goes, but
oh, really?
I don't know.
Huh.
And
she didn't tell me to do that. She just told me to move my arm around a lot.
Okay. That may do the same thing. But the other thing that used to happen to me, but this, when I would give blood, I would feel like really like, I don't know if you've ever passed out, but like it feels like all your blood is rushing to your face and you like start sweating and then you feel like you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
That's what would happen to me, but I don't know if I just have a thing with shots.
It could be. Were you looking at it or do you look away?
I just, you know, I usually turn my head and bite my lip while they're poking, you know. That's how I do it. And but I haven't had like that effect in the past few years. Well, many years, I guess, because I've been getting the flu shot since at least 2000 or something like
wow,
that.
Wow, 25 years, 26 years.
So,
man.
But I'm pretty sure that it may have just been me at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. So that's what I've been up to. I pulled up a couple of funny beer news stories.
Well, I was going to say one thing. Prostate exams, it says black men have a higher risk and they should start at age 45, but if you have no family history and you are of a different ethnicity, you could probably wait until around around 50.
Okay. Hmm. So, yeah, I'm surprised he didn't mention that one.
So, yeah, we're getting close.
Yeah. I feel like that is one that it seems like a lot of men have some form of a symptom with that, whether it's just an enlarged prostate or something where it, and I think my grandpa, my dad's dad, did have something with his prostate. I don't know if it was cancer or if it was just a, like a, you know, swollen or whatever, but I know that he had to have some procedure later in life. So that's probably something I should keep an eye on.
Welcome to old man time.
I know. Well, hey, you know, if you looked at our demographics, it's probably people our age and older. So if you haven't gotten your colonoscopy. Well,
my brother listens.
I know. He told me that.
I got my car the other day, and I'm like, hey, that's me.
I told him he should join us.
Yeah.
And he's a few years older than us, so if he hasn't taken action on some of these things, here's your reminder, Jeff.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good times. I'm actually surprised you don't go. So are you going to start going yearly?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that was cool that they did this time that I don't remember them ever doing before is that they asked me, like, when you go to the dentist, if you'd like to go ahead and schedule your next
right.
one. And I did. So I'm scheduled for 27 already. I don't remember that ever being an option before because I feel like I would have taken them up on it.
Yeah, that's what I do every time. I just get another for next year. I think yeah. April is when I go.
So do you go through the blood work stuff as well?
So part of that is, so the insurance I do through work, which is healthcare, in order for your insurance, in order for you to get like the lower mm-hmm. premiums, you have to get blood work done,
okay.
which checks your, all your, Your different levels of
glucose levels.
That's what I was trying to think.
Like triglycerides.
Yeah, your cholesterol, all that.
Yeah.
And I think there's four different things they screen for.
Mm-hmm.
And I always am like, man, I'm always a little high on cholesterol. I'm like, yeah, man. But you could tell, like, just yeah. working out.
Oh, yeah.
It did go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was really high at one point. And
yeah, my former employer used to do that where we would, and they stopped doing it for some reason, but we would just, they would offer it as a service where you could go into an area where they had like a third party. They would administer something like that, and they would give you the results on the spot, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And you would get that form or whatever. And I kept it for years going. And I remember way back whenever you and I were doing P90X together, and seeing the trend of, you know, certain things were headed in a better direction
yeah.
during that time. So, yeah, and that's what the doctor told me yesterday. I mean, it's common sense, obvious stuff, but he's like, hey, if you don't want to come in here more than once a year, then eat right and exercise.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's so simple.
It is. You know, it really is.
You know.
But it's not easy.
Yeah. Exercise, well, I guess it's more of a time thing for both, you know? You know, it's easier to just go out and not exercise and then to get some crappy food.
Yeah.
You know?
Convenient food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, why does it sound like the dogs are upstairs actually doing... I don't know what they're doing. I swear I heard the trash can open and close.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe they're throwing something away. That's weird.
I saw these two beer stories today that I thought were kind of funny.
Oh, you like beer.
One is an alcohol story. So the headline caught my attention. This is in the Kansas City area, across the state from us. They're considering a ban on small liquor bottles, like the airplane size liquor bottles.
Yeah.
And also single serving beers. So if you go to a convenience store or a liquor store, you can buy like single beers or those small alcohols.
Like 2x4s?
No, yeah. Actually, they were 2x4s, but they also showed like anything that could be a 12-ounce can as well. So not all stores have that. But they were saying that my initial thought was that they were considering this because of because of littering issues. And I see that in my town all the time, which I live pretty close to a liquor store. And man, you walk along the sidewalk of, you know, within, well, I don't think it's even right next to the liquor store, but there's those little stupid airplane bottles everywhere.
Cigarette butts and airplane bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of like being healthy, I can't imagine going in and getting those. And then I don't know what they do. I don't know if they're, taking the shot, because it's essentially like a shot's worth of alcohol, right? In those little airplane ones.
Yeah, I thought they get their Polar Pop or whatever from the gas station, fill that up, and then take their little liquor bottle and just pour that in.
Make like a Jack and Coke or something.
And then just chuck it.
That's what I thought, too. I don't know if they're doing that or just, taking the shot straight, but why the hell would you throw it out the window? That I don't get. If it's like a fear of having an open container in your car if you get pulled over
empty,
or something.
You're not going to get... If you were collecting beer cans and you had an empty beer can, no one's going to say anything, You could tell if that's something you drank, but I don't...
Well, in Kansas City, they're doing it because they're saying that it's connected to, like, higher crime in these areas, which I don't know. It seems like kind of a stretch. It was a very quick, like, 1 or 2 minute news story. I didn't look into it any more than that, but it kind of felt like it was in the poorer areas of town, and they were kind of singling out those kind of areas because it wasn't the entire city. It was just parts of the city.
So maybe it's... the poorer areas can't afford to buy the entire bottle, so they're like, well, I'll just get this.
Maybe. But I don't know how... I'm not sure exactly the connection between the smaller alcohol containers and crime.
I mean, I guess the whole thing is it's easier to conceal, like, in a car or something. Maybe you can,
Maybe.
Maybe crime being, like, DUIs or DWIs or whatever.
I guess that's possible.
But because, it's so easy to, instead of having a whole bottle, I don't know. But this, the beer I bought for today, this was a single.
Yeah.
I bought it. It's one of those giant liquor stores, but you could buy everything separate, or you can make your own six pack or whatever. Mm-hmm. You pay per can.
I think they were saying they wanted, on the beer side, they wanted everything to be nothing for sale individually unless it's smaller than either a crowler or a growler size. I can't remember which it was.
Well, also, this wasn't cold, so I wonder if that, because, your 2x4s or your 32 ounce or whatever are usually in the cooler.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if that passes and if it actually leads to any kind of reduction in whatever crime they're seeing.
I think that, that's reaching.
The other one, this was kind of funny, the Columbia Sportswear, I don't know why they were partnering with Breakside Brewery, but they decided to make this bear poop infused beer called, I just had it up here, it is called...
So there's actually bear poop in it?
So the water had been ran through beer poop.
But why?
I don't know, Greg. Nature Calls is the name of the actual beer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of gimmicky. They were trying to get it ready for I guess it was available the day before yesterday for Super Bowl. So remember back in the day, we used to make the drives
that
out.
That was awesome, man. We used to take the longest road trips. I mean, two hours or something, just to get some beer that wasn't available here, mm-hmm. but it was 2 hours away. I can remember we got Natty Up.
Party down.
Natty Up, party down. It was the Natural Light, like, energy drink, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's right.
But it was an alcohol. It was, I don't know. I have vague recollections of what it even tasted like. There was a Michelob Ultra Amber.
Mm-hmm. That one was good, I think.
I don't think they make that anymore. Because do they still make Amber Bock?
Yes, they do.
They do.
That, yeah.
So that was just like their ultra version of Amberbach. And I think there was one other we went out and got at some point.
It wasn't that. No, the Busch Copper Lager was available here.
The funny thing is, like, there's so many big, giant, like, beer, liquor store and stuff around here, and also craft breweries around that mm-hmm. I don't even know why you would have to travel so far to get anything.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know if at that point we did either, you know?
But they certainly weren't available here, though, back
no.
then, because I remember we would do some research to find, like, how can I, you know, I don't even
yeah.
remember how we discovered that they were going to be available, unless it was leading. I remember that both occasions it was leading up to the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah. And we're, well, it was always like AB's new product
yeah.
because they would announce something during the Super Bowl.
I thought it was leading up to the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, something like that. Budweiser Black Crown? Was that another
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Maybe that was one that we traveled to go get.
I don't know if we traveled to get that, but Black Crown.
Good times.
It'd be funny, but I bet I have... No, there's no way I have one of those in there, do I?
You have the... Maybe you have the...
I have a Budweiser Platinum, don't I?
Really? Ugh. Those things are gross.
We should try that and see if...
I remember my wife got sick on those. She was like, oh, yeah. All she would drink is Bud Light back in the day. And then Bud Light Lime.
Oh, no.
She...
Bud Light Platinum. Wait a minute. Okay, hold. Give me one second.
Discovery Reserve. It's dusty.
Oh, I remember trying those.
Red Lager. Oh, September of 2019.
Wow, I remember those. Yeah, they weren't good. That's why you still have one.
Do you think it got better with age?
I really doubt it.
I mean, we could.
Oh, God. You want to try that after this one? You know, now that we've had this one for a little bit, I'm not sure that I care for it all that much. It has kind of a, almost like an aftertaste that doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, this Fat Pug?
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I don't think there's anything special, but the cold kind of killed any of the flavoring.
Yeah. And it's not much of a, it's a very light style.
It's a light. It's 5.9, so it's not.
But I mean, even the color of it, it's more like a brown. It's semi-transparent.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right. What else we got here?
Hey, let's get into snack.
Let's
Why
do
not?
A snack.
Let's get into snack.
Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts.
I figured... This week, we'll take a break from the meat sticks and beef jerky. And I saw this the other day, bacon grilled cheese Lay's. It's a do us a flavor winner. Delicious grilled cheese taste with crispy crunch with a smoky hint of bacon. Which... Those sounded pretty damn good to me.
Yeah. These do us a flavor. We've had a lot of these in the past. We would have, what would they do? They usually had like four flavors and were trying to.
Yeah, they'd have like a contest or something to see. It'd be like, oh, Joanne from Vermont has this seafood crab flavor
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, I remember the one that was like mocha something.
Yeah, there was a cappuccino one,
cappuccino,
yeah.
Maybe that was it. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, those are good. So
yeah, it's a good one.
I don't know how you make a grilled cheese flavor. It's just cheese.
Yeah.
It's cheese and bacon. And that's a good flavor to add to a potato, you know?
It is. I think the bacon's a bit subtle, which is fine. But, yeah, it's just like cheese and bacon. But it's pretty good.
I like it. It's one of the better one of these we've had.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some really awful ones.
Yeah.
think there was like chicken tzatziki and
yep.
No, what was that it? Masala? I don't know.
Yeah, there were some bad flavors.
These are pretty good though.
Yeah. No colors from artificial sources and no artificial flavors. Really? See, I don't believe that.
So, you do a lot of the... Do you buy the healthier chips now?
Yeah, the ones that are in the avocado oil.
Yeah.
No flavor. These, they're just like salt.
Seed oil. Isn't that what these are?
Probably.
Having it. Yeah. Canola, corn, soybean, and sunflower. Aren't those the...
Inflammatory,
yeah.
Oils.
Supposed to use avocado in your
yeah
chips.
Yeah, they're really good. The ones you get from Aldi. I can't remember what they're called right now, but they're
well,
really
aren't
good.
They Clancy chips?
Oh yeah, I guess they are. They're really good though.
Hmm.
And I have a lot less inflammation.
Do you really notice?
I've
any
never
difference?
Noticed it. No, but
You've
I
never been like, man.
I didn't really know what it was too much. Like I always heard that guy Bobby that we listened mm-hmm. to, Bobby Approved, and I always would hear him talk about that. And finally, one day I looked it up, and it's basically like in your joints. You feel like the achiness or whatever in your joints is the inflammation from really like processed meats, and then seed oils are big. Contributors. So
now that actually tells me something, because you know that's where, you know, I feel anytime I feel any kind of old man pain, it's in my joints.
Yeah,
you know,
so I don't know, stay away from the processed meats and the seed oils.
Don't eat
and gluten.
These are These are good, but don't eat them, apparently.
Yeah. Not if you're of a certain age.
I mean, my kids can eat as many as they want.
Mm-hmm. But you got to start those good habits early.
Sure. I wish I could get... All Peter will eat is grilled cheese, and barely even that.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll grow out of it.
Sure. That's what they say.
All right, so you had top five TV theme songs you never skip.
Oh, okay. All right, I don't even know if I could do this on the fly.
Let's see. Never skip, you mean like you like to hear them when you're watching the show.
Yeah, I guess so. There's a lot of... some are like super long. Like, okay. I'm going to say one, but I do skip it all the time. Okay? The Sopranos has a great theme song, but it is so long that you have to skip.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I haven't watched the show in a while, so, but it is...
Is it music or actually has...
Yeah, it's a song.
But I mean actually has lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Something like that.
I never really watched Sopranos, so I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, you have to do that on the side.
Yeah.
You got the time.
I should.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any that you enjoy?
Friends is fun. I've always liked their theme song/intro.
Honestly, every theme song, even if you like it, I'm going to skip it.
Yeah.
Maybe the first few times, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a good one. For some reason, I thought I liked the... what was the theme song to... Severance?
Oh, my God. I forgot. We just tried watching that show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Please tell me it gets better. The first episode was... brutal.
I love that show.
I thought you did, and I wanted to talk about that.
Oh. Don't like it?
Well, we watched the first episode from the first season a couple nights ago, and it just drug on forever. Like, it was... That's not a Vince Gilligan show, right?
No, no.
Because it felt like that, but like 10 times slower.
I you know, it's been a while since I watched the first episode, so I don't remember what exactly happens, but
I mean, it was just setting up the story where he was in the building and went through some kind of weird, like, mind-altering shift or whatever when he was riding on the elevator, and then it talked about how he didn't know anything.
Yeah, he didn't know between, his work life between.
Yeah, but it was the other, there was another girl that was starting that day or whatever.
Right.
And she had just gone through, like, trying to figure out, like, who she was and why she was there. But it was so incredibly slow. Like, there was no dialogue in some parts for, like, long stretches of time.
I can't remember the... I can't remember how it...
And he was walking down the hall at one point, and he kept going, and then he would, like, turn. And then he would go down the hall, and it would be, like, this long hall, and it showed every, like, step. And that's all it was showing him walk down these halls, down these corridors until he got to his cubicle. And it was it just went on forever. And Lori and I both looked at each other at one point. We're like, are you freaking kidding me? He's still walking down this hallway. And she said, I'll give it one more episode.
I like the show, all right? It's a good show. Lots of people like that show.
I know.
Show.
Lots of people like it. That's why we wanted to watch it. And it's still one of the highest rated shows on Apple. It's in the top. Well, I guess the newest season just came out not that long ago.
I was trying to pull it up. I thought it was like, I don't know. I like when they do the techie sort of.
Yeah. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
It kind of has that vibe to it, the Severance one does.
Yeah, and the Pluribus one is kind of like that too.
Yeah, I do like those too.
And they're different than the, so, you know. We grew up with the Facts of Life, the Facts of Life, or the What Would We Do, Baby, Without Us?
I kind of like the one for Mayor of Kingstown because it's so, like, dark and ominous that it really sets the tone for what that show is like.
Yeah.
And so there's times that I've actually let that play through.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that show, man, it just... Did we talk about this a couple weeks ago? We finished, you know, all
you talked about that. Yeah.
It's so dark and, like, how can just so many bad things continue to happen? That's why I quit watching Yellowstone.
There is some show like that. What was it? It was some Kevin Bacon show. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
It was a long time ago. But it seemed like I hated it because the timing of everything was just so stupid. It'd be like he would arrive at somewhere and just like 5 seconds before something major would happen, and you're like, how does he miss this by 5 seconds every time? And it would happen all the time.
That was a major network show. It was the serial killer, right? Was the guy
was
he was
so bad. I hated that show. Made me mad.
I remember the serial killer's name was Joe.
Like, I can't take this. It makes me mad.
And he just kept sidestepping. Yeah, the whole thing was Kevin Bacon was like a detective and trying to catch up with him, and he just kept sidestepping.
The Following? Was that?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, good night. I couldn't take it. It made me so mad. Like, how? This is stupid. This is not how life works. You don't just miss everything or, you know, just the perfect time. Yeah. It's like in sitcoms where the guy walks in just to see the two kissing. Yeah. He's like, oh, and he backs out. They don't see that he's... That is such a... happens all the time. Stop doing that.
I like a lot of the theme music for the Marvel shows and movies.
Yeah.
Those are good. I wouldn't... You know, like, they kind of set the tone, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah. I really like the WandaVision one because it was very much a throwback.
Yeah.
But every episode had a different theme for genre.
Yep.
You had the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess we haven't come up with any kind of top five. I was telling you earlier, Breaking Bad is probably my favorite because it's 3 seconds long. I never have to skip it. It's just like, ba-dum, that's it.
I don't know why more shows don't do that.
Yeah. Seinfeld doesn't even throw it. Seinfeld, one of the most popular shows of all time, doesn't have a whole intro and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess a big, the Gary Shandling show. You remember that one?
Man, barely.
Where it was literally, this is the theme to Gary's show. Yeah. This is the theme to Gary Shandling show.
It was, that was it.
Yeah. He called me up and told me to write a song. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well. I just had a... Oh, what was it? R.E.M. did the stand in the place. What was that show?
The Chris Elliott show.
Chris Elliott show, yeah.
That
was around the time of the Gary Shandling show. And stand... what the heck was the name of that show?
Get a Life?
Get a Life, yeah. I really like that one. But that was an actual band's song, right?
Yeah. Oh, so I guess this is... We're done with that, I guess. Going... and that was our themes. Going to Chris Elliott. He was in Schitt's Creek. And did you just hear Catherine O'Hara pass away?
Oh, no, I hadn't.
She just today.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Kevin, you know, Kevin Home Alone's mom.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That was just crazy that, you know.
How old was she?
Let me see here. 71.
My dad, he passed away a long time ago.
Yeah. Home Alone and Schitt's Creek actor Catherine O'Hara dies at 71.
Huh.
I don't know much info about it because it just... So... Yeah, we finished Schitt's Creek. I really like that show. I think it's a funny show.
We tried that one a couple of different times, and I just couldn't.
May not be for you.
Yeah,
I think the way it changes. At first, it's like a rich people who are very uppity and like, the way they act are one way, and then it evolves over time. That's one thing. The characters actually evolve.
Okay.
You know? So...
I think I really couldn't get the what's his name? The son. He drives me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's... I don't know. I like him.
Really?
You know who... That's Eugene Levy's
son. Yeah, it's
his son.
Actual son.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but... Yeah, he... And he's on the... What? The cell phone... One of the cell phone carrier commercials pitching that, and he's just... I don't know. Something about him. He just... A little too out there for me.
Oh, it's a twist off.
Look at that. We're going to do this, huh?
So this is Budweiser Discovery Reserve. The born-on date on this is freshest before September 15th, 2019. You know, Budweiser, they...
We're going on 7 years.
Oh, here you go, Ian.
Huh. It has a decent head there.
It actually has like a caramely scent to it.
Yeah, it sure does. It doesn't smell bad at all.
No, it doesn't smell bad.
It lost its head there pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Budweiser never really did. I
want to say it's terrible, but it's not.
It's not terrible, but it. That's weird.
Bit of an aftertaste.
It kind of. Man, how can I describe it? It's like the flavor comes and goes on your tongue, but it leaves like a. I'd say more of a metallic type flavor on your tongue.
I feel like the taste hasn't. Changed.
No, it, I don't think it has.
I kind of remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go back and watch the review.
What we actually thought of it.
Yeah. All right, so you had Perfect Neighbor.
Oh, so we were just flipping around Netflix last night, and there's a section on Academy Award nominees or whatever. And I think it's either A Perfect Neighbor or The Perfect Neighbor.
Perfect Neighbor.
Okay. It's kind of, I wouldn't say it's an uplifting story or anything like that, but it's a crazy story. This woman that lives in, it looks like a lower income area, and she complains. She calls 911 all the time about kids playing or whatever. they're screaming and yelling around. That's what she says to them. Yeah. And the cops are, you know, they come out and take her statement or whatever and then talk to the kids and the families. And they're like, yeah, mm-hmm. the families and the kids and the parents are all say the same. Yeah, she does this all the time. She just, like, she thinks that's her property and she mm-hmm. says they're on her property. But I mean, she's, the whole thing is, the majority of it is seen through body cam footage of mm-hmm. Of cops come into the scene to take her 911 calls.
Yeah.
And well, it gets pretty sad, but at the end, because someone gets shot at the end, but it's mm-hmm. actually a really, really interesting story that seeing a terrible person, basically, you know, like I couldn't imagine getting mad at every kid in our neighborhood that's yelling and screaming. That's just what kids do. And like even the kids and the cops and the parents are all like, well, I'd rather them out here playing football or doing this than out, you know, robbing liquor stores or doing whatever, you know, but I thought it was worth a watch. It was, I wouldn't say, like I said, it's not an uplifting story, but it's very interesting.
How many episodes is it?
It's just a one, one thing, a documentary thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really interesting.
Lori would probably like that. On Netflix, we watched that movie that was the big making the rounds with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck called The Rip.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
So, I don't know if I'm old or what. We turned it on, and I lasted 10 minutes. I'm like, how many times do they have to say F this, F that, F this, F that, F.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so we gave up on it pretty quickly. So
we hung in there. I know what you're talking about. And I think it was kind of their line of work, you know, and the kind of people that they were or whatever. But it actually had some twists and turns in it that were pretty cool and interesting. And then how it wrapped up was good. I enjoyed it. It was definitely worth
I heard
continuing.
It was good, but it was, I don't know, it just kind of annoyed me, and I'm like, I'm no prude. I mean, I'll watch Goodfellas and, you know, things like that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm turning old.
I feel like I used to be a little more like that, but now it's like you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
The other show that we just, like, binge-watched over the last couple of weeks is called The Big C, and it was originally on Showtime, but it moved recently over to Netflix. But it's like 15 years old. It starred Laura Linney, who was she is the mom on Ozark.
Oh, okay.
And it came out, I think, around 2011. And it was like a very short, like every episode is just like 20 minutes long or so. But she had just found out that she had been diagnosed with cancer. It was like stage 4 cancer. So that's what the big C stands for. But it's kind of like a dark comedy, I would say. So it followed her through basically whatever it was, discovering that she had the cancer to like all the things that you go through, like, should I try to go through therapy, and try to get cured? And there's all these like test cures and all that kind of stuff. And So it's kind of going through all that. I mean, it was kind of moving, kind of touching. And I think she actually won a Emmy or something for it. She's actually a pretty good actress. And there was a couple other people in that I recognized, but it was four seasons on Showtime, and I thought we both really enjoyed it.
Huh. I don't know if I've heard of that.
I never had heard of it either. Yeah. And I thought it was like something new, and it's kind of funny. Sometimes you see that stuff pop in on Netflix, and it turns out it came from somewhere else.
2013. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh, interesting.
Oh, shoot. I didn't have anything for Shop Talk, and we're at time.
Oh, man. Well,
I forgot about that segment.
Oh, it's fine. We can. Do you want to do more? We can do more.
Nah, it's all right. We can wrap up.
Well, as far as Shop Talk, we don't really have much as far as the how to fix it this week.
No, I do have.
You've been posting them like crazy.
I have the video. So I'm thinking about that. I'm always very skeptical in my own ability, and they always say like niche down on your topic, and I've been doing a lot of like DIY home improvement stuff, and this last one that I did, I took my daughter Lexi's car and gave it a tune-up, and I filmed that process, but I really had a lot of fun with it because her little Honda Civic has 302,000 miles on
it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
Holy crap. I
got in it, showed like the inside, outside, took it for a test drive, and then I kind of planned out all the things that I was going to do to it, bought all the supplies ahead of time. So it turned out to be about a 20-minute video, but I'm kind of proud of it. I think that it turned out well, but it's funny because it's not at all connected to what we normally do on the channel. We've had some automotive videos in the past.
Yeah, we've had some, yeah. I think we have about three oil change videos.
Yeah, so it's going to come out this Saturday, and, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Yeah, I've had stuff going on, so I didn't do anything, and I hope to get things done, and I told you about that one for the dryer. I know I need to do that
one.
Oh,
yeah, the dryer.
The dryer, yeah. I definitely need to do that, so.
I have a dryer thing going on, too, that I need to.
Oh, two dryer videos in a row?
Stay tuned. Yeah. That's riveting.
That's what people are looking for. Dryer talk.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I guess that's all we have for today. It's a shortened show, but we'll be back next week. See ya.